10% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
All right, a couple things about a couple things. I do want to catch up on a couple of items. Again, congratulations to Coach Narduzzi from Michigan State. Named the Burroughs Award winner yesterday as part of the ceremony, which, again, continues to be bigger and better every year. 18 years. Really, really amazing. And what a great group of coaches yesterday. Really good visiting with some of them on the air, some off the air. Big news today, Brian Harsin has stepped down as the state head coach. More on that in a moment. We do have an official statement from the university now. Mac Brown, according to many reports, stepping down from Texas, which opens the door to maybe a Nick Saban departure from the SEC. Maybe Les Miles, maybe another high-profile coach.
So it's official?
No, but I mean, that's again, that's the talk. That's
one of
the big stories.
You know what's funny
about
that, Justin? The president of Texas said, we've never spoken to Nick Saban. I don't believe that.
I don't know that. Well, he didn't say they haven't talked to Jimmy Sexton, though, who I think is the Antichrist, but I also would want as my agent if I had an opportunity to get one.
He's the best in the business.
The Arkansas women, I want to give a pat on the back to the Arkansas women, 11-0, and they will be ranked next week in the poll, I imagine. Very impressive win again. They blew out an opponent last night. UALR's women win again, a blowout victory over Incarnate Word. The men go on the road with a halftime lead at Tulsa, and unfortunately they come up short against Danny Manning and company.
You know, Danny Manning is, I think this is his third win over there this year. He's going to put together some players just because of the name.
Maybe he can be the next A-State football coach.
Probably not.
Okay.
I know Joe Klein would like to see them get it going. And, you know, they got a tough game Friday night. They go to Memphis. I just don't know who's scheduling their games, but that's going to be really, really, really tough situation.
Official word now, and we're going to talk some Razorback basketball. Hogs are back on the court tomorrow night. Ernie Murray here along with Christina LeCure and Maddie T, who has quietly been sitting in there lamenting the fact that I have not talked about any of our fine sponsors yet today. But I promise you, Matt.
I know I will. You will.
He is the Ad-Lib Nazi. This from the University or Arkansas State University, the athletic director, Terry Mohajer. He says, this is in a statement today, "We appreciate everything Coach Harsin did for Arkansas State during his time as head football coach. We wish him and his family only the best in their future." I will say this, too. It's hard to begrudge a guy for going home. You know, I know folks were upset about Gus Malzahn leaving, but for Harsin to have an opportunity, and again, nobody expected Peterson to leave. He's had many opportunities that were probably better than Washington, in most people's eyes, than the Washington job was, and all of a sudden he takes the Washington job. So I don't have a problem with him taking the job. He goes on to say, and again, it'll be John Thompson for the second straight year as the interim head coach in a bowl game. By the way, they won their bowl game under his direction last year. "An Arkansas State man coaches Arkansas State football." That's Harsin's, or that's Mohajer's quote, rather. Not Harsin. Mohajer's quote about the upcoming GoDaddy Bowl. So I guess he considers John Thompson an Arkansas State man.
Well, I think he's from Ford City, Arkansas. Yep. I don't know if he went to undergrad school.
He went to UCA.
Well, but, you know, he's an Arkansas State man.
He's an Arkansas guy.
Yeah. So I can understand
him. Do you think that's a little foreshadowing?
Exactly. That would be the only thing I was kind of thinking there. But they did say, he goes on to say this, "With three consecutive Sun Belt Conference championships, three straight bowl game appearances, and 27 wins over the time span, our football program has developed a strong national brand," says Mohajer. Not to mention they get a whole bunch of money to pay somebody. "This is an opportunity to find the right person at the right time to fill our head football coach position and lead our emerging football program." Hey, what's that song that Ernie hates so much, Matty T, that we play when he came on a few weeks ago?
Who's Making Love?
To your old lady?
While you've been out making love.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's good news, bad news. Look, it sucks that you're getting walked out on, and you feel a little bit like the jilted lover at this point. But the good news is, if you look for the, I guess in their case, the red lining inside the cloud, you say, gee, maybe we can get somebody better. And I got a big pile of money to work with now. Yes. So, yes, it is sad, and I do hate it for the kids. No college athlete should ever have to deal with four different head coaches in 4 years.
Can
it's
you
incredible.
Believe that?
I'm telling you, I was telling this to Basil. I remember when Jason Campbell was a starting quarterback at Auburn, and this poor kid had four offensive coordinators, including Bobby Petrino, four different offensive coordinators when he was at Auburn in four years. That is crazy. But four different head coaches? They have had, they're going to have their fifth head coach in 4 years when they announce the next guy.
You could also look at it positively, though. These guys have had four head coaches that have been rock stars, really, and
true,
they've been able to learn from all four of those guys. You know, when these kids grow up, they can say, hey, I was coached under Hugh Freeze, I was coached under Gus Malzahn, I was coached under Brian Harsin. You know, at least you can kind of look at it that way. You can see you got different dynamics and you've learned from three different people. Yeah. It's not all bad.
Think about this. If you're sitting in a job interview, Christina, and I'm interviewing you, and I go, are you a quick learner? And you can go, well, funny you mention that.
I've only learned from four
systems. I've learned
the
four
best.
Systems in 4 years when I was a college football player. So, yeah, I'd say I'm a pretty quick learner. And the thing that's amazing is, y'all, that they have, and again, these are three really good coaches. I think two spectacular coaches. Whether Harsin's going to be a great coach long term, we'll find out. But you've won three championships in a row with three different guys. That's amazing.
That is amazing. The kids, too, though. I mean, we've really got to remember the kids.
I hate it for them, but here's the other thing. It's a lot easier to stomach when you continue to win.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got three conference rings, and you got three bowl trips. It's hard to be upset if you're a player.
Absolutely.
I would think, yes, it sucks, and yes, it's unique, but you got three pretty good guys to play for. And like you said, I mean, these are guys who are going to be coaching for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And you can't fight none of this. You know, you want a guy to leave you and go to a better situation. And I thought Gus Malzahn, Hugh Freeze, and Coach Harsin all are going to a better situation. So you got to be happy for those guys. And nothing is better than when you can go home and coach.
I can understand it. I mean, there's no question. I can't get mad at the guy for doing it. I really can't.
No,
I understand.
Any one of us would do the exact same thing.
Lee tonight.
Yes. Just offer me more money.
Can you smell what the Zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
All right. Ernie didn't come in to talk about Arkansas State football, although he is certainly happy to do it.
Been a great show.
No question. We've had a lot of fun so far. Hogs back on the court tomorrow, and the women are getting a bunch of votes. I think they would have been 27th or 28th if the poll was extended. The men are not getting any love, and I'm surprised by that, Ernie, but I think it's about time this U of A basketball team, if they keep rolling through this non-conference slate, starts getting a little love in the pre-SEC schedule.
Well, Justin, you got to win all these non-conference games, and then you got to beat Kentucky on January 11th. Then I think you get some votes. This basketball team is improving, but I still don't like that they're not finishing basketball games. You had a 16-point lead, and you didn't take care of the little things. And in any sports, if you don't take care of the little thing, they come back in the end to bite you. And I just think this basketball team has got to learn how to play with a purpose. And what I mean by that, when you're up 16, you can't take bad shots. You can't stop doing the things that got you this lead. I like this basketball team. As Michael Kroll said, we don't need fans to play. But I think the type of system that Coach Anderson plays, you do need fans because they feed off the crowd.
The other day was a little unique with the weather. And the crowd, I think there were 7,000 or 7, so in the Clemson game.
Yeah.
I didn't bet on them, and I'm glad I didn't because they just missed the Vegas number by a point. But, again, they did make it a little bit more interesting than it needed to be. I do want to give credit to Alandis Harris, who had one of the highlight reel moments of the year. After the ball was stolen by Rashad Madden, he chases it down and makes a beautiful block. And that really kind of secured the win, and the Clemson
Absolutely.
Coach said as much.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at Alandis Harris, a guy that didn't get recruited by Pelfrey, you know, to say he couldn't play up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Anderson comes in. He kicks our butt.
Apparently Pelfrey couldn't play up there.
He kicks our butt at Altel. So Mike Anderson finds out, or I don't know how they find out, that his mom had just died. And then I think the aunt that was taking care of him died. So this kid went through a lot, and I think he wanted to come back home. But you look at a guy like, excuse me, not Kai Madden, Rashad Madden. Where has this guy come from? We saw none of this 2 years ago.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, he's making shots. He's doing the little things that count. I look at that basketball team, and Ricky Scott stepped in. But Madrakus Wade, to me, is a guy that needs to go get some counseling. I really don't know what is going on with him. He didn't even get off the bench the other night. Now, I know that's got to be psychologically devastating for a guy that played a lot of minutes last year. Kiko is another guy Coach Anderson talks about, energy guy. What I really would like to see this basketball team do is keep improving, and I would like to see our two bigs finally play together. I would like to see Portis and Kingsley in the game together, just to see what they would do together.
Block a lot of shots, I imagine, and get a lot of rebounds.
Yes, I mean.
And Harris. How about that front court?
Wow.
That's pretty big and pretty physical.
You know, Coach Anderson said Landis Harris is a man. No doubt about it. He went and blocked that shot.
He's a slightly built guy, but he plays very aggressively. I like the way he plays. But, just think how much he's going to improve physically over the next few years.
Yes. I mean,
we got to get that kid some cheeseburgers.
He's a big guy. The guy that's really got to step up and continue is Gully and Kiko, because I think they're the key to this basketball team. And help is on the way at point guard. And there's some talent in Arkansas that we got to get. I like this team, but I really want to see how we go in the next season. And that's the conference season. I know we got to get through the non-conference, but then we go to the conference season. There's parity in college basketball. You look, Kansas get knocked off by Colorado.
Yeah.
Somebody else got knocked off the other week by really a no-name. So anybody can beat anybody on a given night. But what I like to see right now is I like to see Minnesota continue to win, because that helps our RPI. You know, Chaminade beat them, which is a bad loss, and we beat them. But they 9-2 right now, so it's really helping us. But we got to win some key games on the road.
Well, Gonzaga's hanging in there. I think they're 17th in one poll and maybe 18th or 19th in the other poll. But, again, Arkansas is not going to get a lot of opportunities. You're going to have to really play well against those ranked teams and get those quality wins.
You got to.
Bottom line is they got to have no blemishes, and I think Clemson was the last best hope for Arkansas losing a game in the non-conference schedule. Would you agree?
Yes, but I think the South Alabama game in Little Rock is going to be more competitive than people think, because I don't forgot what SEC team they played, but they led at half. And you know, that tells me that they're not too bad. So we got to come with our A game, and we can't start looking and saying, oh, well, we're playing good basketball. We got to continue to improve.
That's December 21st at North Little Rock at Verizon Arena. In between there, Arkansas, of course, has Savannah State tomorrow night, UT Martin on the 19th, and then that South Alabama game on the 21st. They'll play High Point and Texas San Antonio before starting conference play on January 8th on the road at Texas A&M. And, of course, this segment brought to you in part by our friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Tonight is family night. And Ernie, whether you take your family or my family, you're going to come out a big winner.
You know, you keep talking, but tell me what I can...
You get a large pizza of any kind, and you get a mini pizza for free. And that's a deal.
A great deal.
We went to another family the other day, and my kids are very picky eaters. Their kids are not so picky, so we got two large pizzas, two mini pizzas for free. My kids ate two mini cheese pizzas. Everybody else ate the good pizza. Well, the pizza with more stuff on it. It's all good, but I'm not a big cheese pizza guy. I want a lot of stuff on my pizza.
Yeah, I want meat on mine.
So you need to go in there and get them. And they also have the wings, which are baked and fantastic, and there are three locations. The one on Highway 10, past Taylor Loop, Morgan Maumelle, and on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. And they have live music at both Morgan Maumelle and Hot Springs.
Live music?
Yep, once the weather's a little better.
What kind of music?
Varies from
Johnny Taylor, right?
Johnny Taylor, I don't think, is performing at Jim's Razorback Pizza anytime soon.
They had so many bands this summer. We've hit up the one in Hot Springs quite a bit.
It's great.
Tragically Why. They had everyone up in there. And you won't have to cheat on your diet. Hello, baked wings.
Baked wings and salad, Ernie.
Huge fan, salad bar, and baked wings.
Hey, listen, Razorback guy, go in and get the triplet. And it has nothing to do with the former basketball players at Arkansas, but get the triplet as an ode to the former greats at Arkansas. It is a very light, very fantastic pizza. You'll love it.
Okay.
Yes. Go in there and check it out.
I love pizza anyway.
I know you do. And they also have pasta. They have salad. They have garlic bread. They got great wings. And again, all kinds of fun starters too at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Hey, let's go to the phone here. Coach Weaver over at Philander Smith is on the line. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, Justin? How are you today?
I'm good. I thought I saw you the other day at Sam's, but I didn't want to bother you. So I don't know if you were out getting some chopping done.
Anytime you see me, you got to come talk to me, man. Hey, two Iowa State guys, we shared a winter together in Iowa, so you got to come talk to me.
That's right. The Clones got it going a little bit.
Oh, well, hey, I see that. They're coming along. They're doing great this year. The mayor's got them rolling. But I figured he would anyway, though.
So what's happening over at Philander?
Well, hey, I got to tell you this. You know, the NAIA national poll came out yesterday. Philander Smith came in at 14th, and John Brown University over on the other side of the state came in at 7th. We're 8-2, and the only two losses we have are to John Brown. We lost to him twice by 1 point.
Wow.
It's been a great, great rivalry that we're trying to get going there. But, you know, I just wanted to share that with those two teams. So we do have some nationally ranked teams in the state of Arkansas this year.
I'm glad to hear that. Of course.
Ernie, how you doing?
Coach Weaver, you doing okay?
I'm doing good, man. I hadn't seen you over there. I guess they won't let you come back over and call for us.
No, they say I'm a homer. They say I'm a homer.
You're a homer?
Yeah. You know, Coach Weaver, I have so much respect for you. I think you recruited me when you was at SEMO, and I really respect you, and I like what you're doing at Philander, and I like the type of athletes you're bringing in there. And when I call your game, the kids play hard and they act right, and I really – want to just let you know I really appreciate
and
what
Coach,
you're doing.
I respected you up until the moment I found out you recruited Ernie Murray. So, did John Brown make the tournament last year?
Yes, they did.
Because I know y'all did, and you guys ended up playing like in Kansas City area, didn't you?
Yeah, we're up in Kansas City. That's where the old NAIA tournament is. Okay. Still there, still in the old Coliseum, right downtown. It's a great atmosphere. Great time. I think our young men had a great time when they were there.
Coach, when do y'all play again?
We play this Saturday down in Campbellsville, Kentucky, and then we play Sunday at Lindsey Wilson College. Lindsey Wilson, I think, is also nationally ranked this year. And then we come back home. We go down to Monticello, UA Monticello, I think, on Tuesday night. And we play at home December 21st is our last game before Christmas.
What time do y'all play on the 21st, Coach? Is it early?
I think it's going to be like a 2 o'clock game.
Perfect, because that way you can double dip, right?
I'm going to come see you play, and then I'm going to go check the Hogs out, too.
I'm planning on doing the same thing, so I look forward to seeing you.
Okay, I'll see you, Coach.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope you can
Maybe
make
we
it
can
the,
ride over together.
I hope you can make it to the Hog game, but you dang sure better make that first game on
you
the
better,
slate.
Coach, you know what?
Definitely make the first game, for
Coach,
sure.
You better win the first one before we go to the second one.
If I don't, I'm going to sit up real high with nobody seeing
me. You're smart.
Coach, come on up sometime. We'd love to get you in the studio.
Okay, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to call. Thank you guys for taking my call. I appreciate
you. You bet.
Okay?
Good catching up. Congratulations, and let's keep it rolling.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you, sir.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Coach. I'm actually going to be out of town during the day on the 21st. I'm going to be coming back in. But we need to go. Let's go to a Flanner game together. I've not been to a game over there. I love Coach Weaver. Yeah. He's good people.
He's a great guy.
He is awesome.
Really good guy. And